Welcome to the BFF Effect Podcast. It's your girl Tease, aka Miss Optimistic, and I'm here to give you an interesting point of view.
It's your girl Marcy, and Miss Messenger, just a girl allowing God to use her.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Courtney, aka Miss Info, and I'm here to bring you all the latest information.
Hey y'all, this is Tanya, aka Miss Consistent, bringing consistency with a positive attitude.
Welcome to our introduction episode of the BFF Effect Podcast. It's Tease, and hopefully soon you'll get to know our voices. But I'm so happy you chose to listen in. I would like to first give you all a little background of BFF and what it means and how it came about. So initially I was supposed to say this off the top of my head, but ladies, I'm going to have to read black and white because of the fact that it's near and dear to my heart. You know, and I don't want to mess it up. And this, you know, this is what, you know, was on my heart to say. So I'll say about a little over 10 years ago, I had just gotten out of a pretty toxic relationship, but it was kind of in limbo. You know what I mean? It was a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a Monday evening on my way home from work. So I was thinking of the previous weekend and what had transpired over that weekend. It was drama, straight up drama. I was in heavy thought and started to think of my life as a whole and trying to figure out at that point why I had gone through all that I had. I was thinking, there was a reason for all of this pain that I've endured. What was the purpose? And I started to think, while I've gone through it, my girls have been there for me. And yes, I'm having a whole conversation in the car by myself. Then I started to think, as much as I've gone through it, my mother has also gone through these obstacles with me. And she had to have someone to lean on just as I did. And more than likely, those were her girls. So then I, full on conversation with God. Like he was in my passenger side, right? I was like, Lord, what is this? Is it you're trying to tell me? Because it just can't be it. I know there's a purpose in my pain. So from there, I was thinking, where would I be had I not had friends that pulled me up and forward through these hard times? Something clicked and said BFF. And I was like, yeah, but that's so cliche. I can't use that. Somebody already has that. Then bringing females forward popped in my head, and I immediately knew it was it. I was thinking to myself, this is going to be a movement. I was so excited. And from there, the rest is history. That's all I could think about daily. And 10 years later, we're here doing what I know God wants me to do with whom he wants me to do it with. So that's how all of this came about. That's my story, guys. But that brings me to a question for you all. Do you feel like you know your purpose? Do you feel like, maybe you don't, and if you don't, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't even know if we ever talked about that, but I wanted to know. Do you guys, I'm going to get in your business a little bit. Anybody can go. Anybody can go.
Well, I'll begin. I don't think I've gotten to the point to where I know my full purpose. I think that I have gotten to the point to where I'm happy in life, but I think I still have levels that I need to complete and for me to be like, okay, Tanya, you have gotten to your purpose. But I do not think I've finished or fulfilled my purpose.
Okay.
I would have to agree with Tanya on this one. For me, I know that my purpose in life is, of course, to serve God and to allow him to use me. I just been able to recognize and accept the gifts that he has given me. And one of the things that I know that he wants me to do is to be able to use my voice to shine his light and to speak his word to his people. And so I just feel like my purpose is just to be me, just to be who God created me to be.
Amen to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I definitely haven't found my purpose yet. Just y'all know the many obstacles that have been thrown my way in the last couple years. So I am searching for what my purpose should be. And hopefully I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I feel like Tanya said, there's levels, right. You know. Mm-hmm. And then right now, I do feel like this is my purpose, bringing females forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just having a platform so we can go through our issues. But I don't think this is it. You know, there's maybe 5 or 10 years, maybe something else, you know. But as long as I feel like I align with God, He gonna tell me, you know. So, you know, it's no judgment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can awesome. I say something about purpose for the audience that's listening? I know when I was searching for my purpose, a couple of people had told me a couple of things to think about. So your purpose and walking in your purpose is just something that you're naturally good at, right? Mm-hmm. Something that people always come to you for. You know, something that you would do for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we wake up every day from 9 to 5, we hit that snooze button a couple of times. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get up. But if it's your purpose, you like jumping up like, oh, every day is Friday, right?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and it's all your purpose is always bigger than you, you know. Like you're actually helping people, moving people, like we're trying to move females forward, mm-hmm. like you're moving people forward.
Right.
And so if you're out there and you're trying to question what your purpose is, just start journaling and just asking yourself, what am I good at? What do people come to me for? Or what is needed in the world that I could provide with my skills and gifts?
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's perfect because for what you said, because that brings me to 2020. And I feel like lessons. You don't know your purpose until you go through some things, mm-hmm. you know. And y'all know 2020 was a year.
Rough.
I mean,
very rough.
It was rough. So, you know, what have y'all learned in spite of, you know, what's going on?
I learned a lot in 2020. One, put your mental health first.
Oh, absolutely.
Among anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because being in the same space all day, every day, you get inside your own head.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I learned in 2020, do not hold on to anything or anyone that does not want to be kept.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's a word. Yes. A whole word. Because yes. That also plays into your mental health and how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't let anything or anyone make you feel any badly about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two main things. I learned a lot of other things, but those are the two most important things that I learned in 2020.
Some good lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would definitely say my top lessons were to stay in contact with family, even if it meant to text message, to call, just to keep in touch with them, to see how everyone is doing. That was something that I learned in 2020 that I wasn't doing in 2019, 2018, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also just putting my family first, which is like my husband and my child. That's another thing, like I might have been working so hard and then I get home, I'm cooking dinner, I feed them, and then I go to sleep, and then it's the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah,
and I think with the pandemic, it really made me sit down and say, geez, you know, I love my family. We're actually really funny. We're really cool. You know?
I see that.
Yeah, and we pulled out games. We play Hungry Hungry Hippo, Uno, you know, stuff that we normally didn't do. And it really made me say, like, wow, I do really love my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just something that definitely stuck out to me. And also my me time. That was very important. To just learn some of the things about myself. And I think it was just like you said, you're in the same four walls every day, all day. And the only thing you can do is get up and do the same thing over and over again. And it gave me a lot of time to put myself in my own trust in God, mm-hmm. my husband, and just trying to just learn each other. And mm-hmm. it was definitely a challenge, but we worked through it.
And I'll say, it was more so we don't have control over anything.
Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing. We couldn't go outside, y'all. Like, you know, y'all know my job situation was up and down, but God kept me mm-hmm. because I stayed, for the most part, employed.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's a whole nother story for a whole nother show. But he kept me. I stayed employed. I got promotions, you know, raises, you know, when I thought that was it for me, you mm-hmm. know, I was just, yeah. you know, not going to be working. And a lot of people lost their jobs, yeah. you know. So I just, like I said, you just don't have control over anything. But, you know, just put your faith. I think my faith was strengthened last year, like none other or before. So that was what I learned.
And I think it also gave you the opportunity to make yourself slow down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody yep. was yes. in that moment where it was like, slow down, relax a little bit, and mm-hmm. enjoy what you have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the things that you already have in your life.
It did give me that, because prior to the pandemic, I was working a job and I was working in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I went to work when it was dark, came home when it was dark. So, yes, it sat me down, and it was much needed. And I think this is how this kind of got created, mm-hmm. you know, BFF, this podcast. Because, you know, I had a little time, you know, that I wasn't used to. So, you know, that you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, 2020 was, it started out good. but 2020, I experienced my greatest trial ever in life, so please excuse me if I get a little emotional, but some things that I've learned is to be grateful, right? To be still. Everything happens for a reason. I lost my 22-year-old brother. He was 22 years young, unexpectedly. He was murdered, but God is good. Mm-hmm. Like, God is good. There's blessing in the storm. Right. You know, there's light even in your darkest moments.
Absolutely.
And even though we lost my 22-year-old brother, I still praise God. Yes. As soon as the doctor said we tried everything we could, I said, thank you, God.
Wow.
Because guess what? We got 22 years with my brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't get one day. Most people never leave the hospital with their kids. We had family vacations. We had memories. And so what I want you guys to know is, I know you might not have the job that you want. You might not have your Boaz. You might not have kids. You might not have the nicest car or the car in the house that you want. But you're still here. Mm-hmm. And you're still standing. And God is not done with you yet. So try to find gratefulness in everything, and don't focus on the negative and the problems. Mm-hmm. Like, let's start being grateful for what we do have, because like me, I wake up every day and I open my eyes, and guess what? I can see. Some people wake up and open their eyes and it's just darkness. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, for hot water, clean water. Thank you for food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And healing is possible. So just like my girls just said, like, it's important. Mental health is important. Being still. You know, we're all moms here. And even if you're not a mom, I'm sure you got 50 million things on your plate. Because mm-hmm. us as women, we do everything.
Take on too much.
So self-care is important. But guess what? It's even more important. Self-love. Don't wait for no one to tell you you look beautiful. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for no one to tell you that they love you for you to feel love. Mm-hmm. Spend some time with you and learn to love yourself. Buy yourself some flowers. Take yourself out to eat.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I had a little chuckle because
me too.
No, because I was literally just telling a group of my friends about, I send myself cookies. Mm-hmm. I send myself flowers. I send myself all kind of things, and I put a nice message on it saying, "You are beautiful. You are great." It's funny, but I do it.
She is not lying. Ladies, she is not lying.
Self-care is the best care.
Yes.
Self-care is the best care. And I think when you do things like that, it puts some pep in the people around you, the hubbies, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, yeah, no. Keep that self-care, ladies. Keep the self-care. It's important.
Marcy, first of all, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
You didn't have to. And this is the transparency. I know that was hard for you to speak on. But you just healed somebody. You just right now, a couple minutes ago, you just healed someone. There's others going through so much as well. The same thing. And for you to be able to get up here and say that, thank you.
You know what I learned about silencing your voice, especially being a woman? For years, I silenced my voice because I didn't think that no one cared to hear what I had to say. I thought that, oh, they're going to judge me. No one's going to understand. I'm so weak. I'm so emotional. But God gave me a voice. And I was never meant to be silenced. But what I learned in 2020 is when I silence my voice, I don't just silence my voice. I silence my brother's voice. I silence my kid's voice. I silence everybody's voice around me. And so, yeah, you lady, you listening? Use your voice, because guess what? Your voice matters, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It does. That's what that's what I try to tell my daughter, my 16-year-old. What you have to say matters. You know, she's very shy and quiet. But I'm like, girl, speak up. What you have to say, we have to hear. We want to hear.
Yes.
You know, especially, you know, going forward when you get older. And you're going to be sitting in some boardrooms. What you have to stand up. You're a woman, a black woman, at that. Talk, speak up.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Oh, how was it? I'm sorry, y'all. We're going, you know, on the side. But how was it with the pandemic with your kids at home? That's what I meant to ask you guys.
She's laughing probably at my reaction because I have a four-year-old. So it's a total different life.
Like, what do you think?
Miss Optimistic over there. Optimistic, my son. But it's different for her because she has a 16-year-old who can sleep till 12 and get her
for
own
themselves,
food.
Yeah. Right.
But I have a 4-year-old and it was rough in the beginning. Like, honestly, it was perfect. Like, me and my husband, I was actually worried about, like, our reaction. Like, are we going to bump heads? One of us going to have to go to the store and stay at the store for a couple hours? But no, it was the kid. The kid was rough. And I only have one, but four? No. Like, it was rough. It was rough. Yeah.
So I have three kids, a girl 14, two boys 6 and 3, and it was bad.
Right, it's rough.
It's cuz you have, you know, like T said, she has the older one and you know, they can do for her, she can do for herself, but the 6-year-old is you know, when the pandemic started, he was in kindergarten, and you know, now they're on the computer and he's still trying to understand school, period. So now he doesn't understand why he has to go to school on the computer. Right. And then the youngest one is just
running around.
No control whatsoever. So, you know, when it started the new school year, it kind of got a little better. But then I'm also working from home. You know, I have to work 8 hours in front of my computer and also be a teacher to a 6-year-old and also try to keep in control a 3-year-old. And I have to also make sure he learns a little bit, potty train him, make sure he's yelling and running across my conference calls. So it was definitely a challenge trying to be a working mom. Because you're still working as well, and you're still a mom as well. So yeah, that it's a struggle.
Wait a minute, but shout out to the teachers though, because listen, let me tell you something. I thought I was about to go to jail with my 6-year-old, because I have a 6-year-old boy too. I don't know anybody got boys, but boys are very interesting. But it was challenging because, like Courtney said, like trying to work. and then be a teacher at the same time? No, like, kids are supposed to go to school.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be at home. Mm-hmm. And so, especially, like, a six-year-old, like, the elementary school kids,
yeah.
Like, them trying to go to school virtually, they can't sit in front of the computer. Like, if they're playing a game mm-hmm. or watching TV.
Yeah.
But it was challenging.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, okay, so, you know, I don't have a young child, guys. However, I have my own issues with my child. No, but she, you know, she's a beautiful young lady. And, but she started high school. So, you know, first beginning of the year, she was going to football games and, you know, going to the homecoming dance.
Socializing.
Yeah, she was, like, out of her shell. And then when the pandemic hit, it was like, bam, back in her shell. She can't go see her friends anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, this new form of learning, you know. So, it was tough on my end as well. Not as much as you guys. You know, I'm sorry about that. But
everybody's challenge is different.
It was just rough. It was rough too. But I understand what you guys are saying, because mm-hmm. if I had to do that potty training during the pandemic and mm-hmm. Homeschool learning and all that, I don't know how I would have made it.
I have a question for as far as virtual learning. Mm-hmm. Did y'all feel some type of way about, you know, letting them go back to school? You feel like not letting them go back was a good decision?
I felt like it was rushed.
I just felt
like they had just got used to virtual mm-hmm. learning, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. you're popping them back in school. So, okay, now they have to learn school a new way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I understand the reason for, because the school was worried about the kids who, you know, don't get the support mm-hmm. at home and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I kind of felt, my kids didn't go back.
Yeah. Neither am I. But my son is like, no, I see all my friends in the classroom and I want to go back. And I feel bad sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't think, like you said, it was rushed and they weren't ready to go back yet.
Yeah.
Like, let it be like a test. Mm. You know, you got the kids in the classroom. Let's see how that go. Because it could go, you know, mm-hmm. total left, you know, left field. So mm-hmm. we don't know how it's going to go. So I do. Mm-hmm. My child is not in school, but I do agree with you guys' mm-hmm. decision by keeping mm-hmm. your kids at home.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for her to go back yet. Because I'm like, you know, I don't know what the next kid has. And you come yeah. home.
Did she want to?
No.
Yeah, neither did Kennedy. She was like,
but thanks. Next year, she was like, I'm ready yeah. to go back. From mm-hmm. the, you know, my 11th grade year, I'm ready to go back. So
yeah.
she'll go back.
Yeah, Kennedy will be in ninth, and she was like, I'm going back in the fall.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, man, ninth that's grade. Fine.
I don't blame you, Ken. Okay. So, also, my next question for you guys.
Hey, hey.
2021. You guys, we made it through 2020. So, have you guys had any, you know, have any goals or anything that's going on from your lessons that you've learned from 2020? Has anything come out of that? Any goals, anything you want to do? Any new projects? This was my project, like I said. That's why I'm asking you guys. You're like, well, what about you? Don't put us on the spot. Yeah, this was my project, guys.
Well, for me, 2021, I did not come to play with anyone. Okay.
Oh, I know that's right.
I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And so while God gives me another day, another hour, another minute, I said that I was going to use it. So I have a faith focus and Finish Strong Zoom talk for women of faith. So far this year, I had a rebrand for my show. And then I'm having a virtual conference that's coming up in April to celebrate my 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
And I'm just jumping out there. Yes. All in, I have the spirit of, who is spirit of Elijah, bold, confident, and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
not even caring about, like, I'm so focused on him. I don't care about anything or anyone else. If a door closed, okay, it was meant for it to close.
Mm-hmm.
If someone doesn't want to talk to me anymore, yep. okay, fine. You know,
uh-huh.
don't talk yep. to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going forward.
Yep.
You know, because, like from my brother passing, it's like, tomorrow's not promised. How many people died in 2020?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Healthy mm-hmm. people who got COVID and died.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so mm-hmm. I'm like, I have to take advantage of all the time that I'm given. Mm-hmm. I have to make an impact. Even if I'm just impacting one person's lives, that's good enough for me.
Right, right. Yep.
You know, so it's just like, I'm just going to do what I can and allow him to use me however he sees fit. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yes, Yep. You say what? Okay, yes. Because before I'm like, do you have the right address? I think you got the wrong Marcia.
I'm telling you, yes. At his mercy. At his mercy. I get it. I completely get it. Because for me to even be here, guys, and sitting in this seat, y'all know I'm not the most vocal person in the world. You know, I'm an observer.
Yeah.
You know, so he's been trying for like, it took about 10 years to get me here. Because I'd be questioning, like, God, that, I'm not about to, because I'm, okay, so I'm more so in the background. You know, I like to support my friends. I like to be on the back end, you know, what you need from me. But I had to, God had to push me forward, push me forward and kind of push me out there to kind of, again, bring females forward, bring women forward, just to live in my calling, my purpose. This is not what I expected. I'm still sitting here like, wow, you know, how did I get here? You know, but when he speaks, you listen.
You have a right.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would say my 2021 goals is to remember 2020. Ooh. Remember what I learned from 2020. The positives from it, definitely. And one of the biggest ones was to learn to accept my limits. Learn when I can't do something. Don't try to force it. I think it especially comes into me respecting my time when you have to tell people yes and no, but no, I'm sorry, the answer is no today, you know, and say it with a smile. That's my positive vibes right there for y'all. and also staying open-minded to new opportunities.
Yes.
And I think one of the new opportunities for me was my business that I already had running was Stargaze Flowers. And I decided to start a hand soap line because I couldn't find no soap nowhere. And I was tired of trying to search for it, so I did some research, and I was like, yeah, Tanya, you can do this. And that was my open opportunity for something new. So I started my hand soap line and launched it in 2021.
Amen. Yes. I got my soap.
Yes. Oh, and I brought some samples for you, Mom.
I'll take them.
Right. So my goals for 2021 is to get back to me. I spent so much time putting my focus into everyone else that I forgot who I was. I lost the confidence in myself. I lost my will to be me. And I shrunk myself into a corner. And I refuse to do that anymore. I'm choosing to be selfish a little bit. My focus is, I'm putting me first for a change. You know, everyone, you know, when you have family, you put everyone, you know, in front of you and you feel bad. I'm choosing not to feel bad because my kids are taken care of, my family's taken care of. But if I'm not right, I'm not any good for them.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. So, like Tanya says, self-care. I am doing the things that I've always wanted to do and put on the back burner. I have a business that I started in 2018 that I've been pushing more. And I've also started a new business in 2021 on my birthday. My birthday just passed, guys, March 16th. Thanks. but I started an apparel line. It's called a Love Layel Brand. And Layel is my daughter's middle name, and it also means belonging to God. So I felt like I needed to put this out to just be, just finding my purpose. That's that's something that I felt I needed to do. And so just putting myself first and getting this out, I feel like I'm doing not just for me, but for everyone else, you know? So that's kind of where I am now with 2021.
Yeah. Doing for you is doing for everyone else.
Yeah.
It is.
Gotta take care of yourself.
Yep. Wow, that's good. We got some good stuff coming, y'all. We're going to continue to talk about it in later episodes. So.
And I think that everyone kind of brought up something that all women, you know, deal with. Like not putting yourself first, setting boundaries. Knowing your capacity.
Yeah. That's the word. That's boundaries.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, if you don't have them, you don't have nothing. Like, you have to set boundaries with yourself. Mm-hmm. For yourself and for others. Mm-hmm. So, I...
And, like, how many times have you said yes to so many things knowing your day was completely full?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, by the end of the night, you're deciding to stay up longer. Yep. It could be 12 o'clock, but you just want that me time to yourself to just bring everything in. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, I should have said no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why did I take this on?
And then you're mad. Mm-hmm. Like, you upset.
Mm-hmm. Mad with yourself.
And you're mad at that person, too.
And you're mad at that person, too.
And you're the one who should have said no, you know. But
right, yeah. Right.
Being
right.
too nice.
And I think that we have to remember that we have a choice. Like, we make the decision of what we do with our time, energy, and money. Mm-hmm. Right? And so for all of you ladies out there listening, please know that saying no to someone or something is saying yes to you.
Yes.
And so get comfortable. Get in front of the mirror and just practice saying no. No. Do it with a smile like Maya. No. No. And don't feel guilty about it because you're saying yes to you.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree with that.
And don't feel guilty about it. That's... Don't feel guilty.
And that's another thing I've learned 2020. I'm not feeling guilty for anything I say or do anymore. If you don't like it, hey, it's not on me. That's on you, right?
Because the people be like, oh, she acting different. You know? Mm-hmm. I just found myself. That's it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I like that. I found myself.
Mm-hmm. Positive vibes, girl.
Yeah, so I just want to go over with you guys what everyone can expect from this podcast. I just want you all to really just to take this journey with us, to grow with us, because none of us are perfect. We're just here ready to be transparent and help heal, what's most importantly, and help other women be heard. You know, it's not always going to be heavy. You know, I want to have fun, too, because if you know me, you know I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, but this show is for us. It's for us ladies. It's for us women. Just to talk and discuss and go over any issues, any obstacles, any battles we're fighting with. And to also be inspired, you know, by others. You know, other women that have stories and... Also, business women that aspire to be businesswomen, and business owners, other women that are business entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. That can kind of assist others with which way to go and about going about doing things. So, just what the name is of the podcast, bringing females forward. It's in all aspects we're bringing women forward. So,
okay,
yeah. And what do you guys think about this though? You know, what do you all think about this?
I'm
know
here for it.
Some of us, right? You know, it's been a long time coming, and
it's so necessary. Because I think as females, we have to realize that it's not about competition. Like, we need to get out of that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we need to collaborate. Let's uplift and firm. Mm-hmm. Like, look, if I see somebody out and like I chased this woman down the other day, girl, I love your outfit. Girl, you look good today. It's okay.
I like
to
that.
Compliment, right? You know, absolutely. Other people. You know, it's okay if you know something, share it with someone else. Mm-hmm. Even if like. Some, like, I'm a speaker, so even if I know another motivational speaker and I know an opportunity, I'm not taking away from her if I share it with her, right? Because what people got to realize, your gift is unique to you. Your skills, your talent is unique to you. And who's for you is only for you. Mm-hmm. And there's room at the top for all of us. So that's why we're here right now, because as we lift, we're pulling right back down. Mm.
And bringing females forward.
That's
right. How we expect to heal, how we expect to be able to move forward in life if we're not helping, if we're not sharing. Mm-hmm. Your story is not for you, boo. Mm-hmm. You gotta share your story with other people. Mm-hmm. Especially the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Like, I can talk all day on that.
Right.
I'm gonna go ahead and pass that on to you.
It's a whole nother show.
Right. Yes.
We'll touch there. We'll touch there, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I think, Tanya, you have a word for us.
I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first one, I have two of them for y'all. It's say yes to what brings you joy and fulfillment. And I know we've already kind of explained that throughout the podcast, explaining like to say yes to what you want to do, the joyfulness. And then the second one is change is not your enemy, to embrace it. Don't worry about what's not working. Try to embrace how to make it work.
Yes. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Love that. That's good. I like it. I like it. I'm going to have to write that down.
Right.
Yes. I am, for me. Just to speak every morning in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Do you all do that? Like, do you go in the morning time, do you get up and go into the mirror and say, you know, say your affirmations? I've just started doing that. Sometimes, and I feel like it's made a difference.
Yeah. I don't do that.
I'll say it in my head, or I'll say it out loud. Because even if you don't get it in the mirror, like, just saying it.
Just saying it.
Just saying it.
Mm-hmm. Like, even me, like, I'll take my phone sometimes, because I used to struggle with, like, the way I look and my freckles. I'd be like, dang, boo, you look good. Mm-hmm. Who is that? Hello.
Then, Marcia, you say that, but, a lot of women, they get freckles put on now.
I grew up in a majority of African American neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I was the only black girl with freckles, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are these dots on? And kids are mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I connect those dots?
Oh, no. Yes.
Kids are mean. So, but you gotta, I learned to embrace my uniqueness.
Hey, yes. There you go.
Amen.
Yes.
So I think that brings us to a close.
All right.
Hi. Until next time.
Thank you guys for listening. We really want to hear your feedback, questions, or comments. So if you have any, send them to our email at thebffeffect@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at @thebffeffectpodcast, effect with an E. We are here to bring females forward. So once again, stay blessed.
Stay unapologetically you.
Stay humble
and stay confident.